You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Just came in like a little, like a cute little mouse. I was like, oh my God, this bitch is so loud. Yeah, so Robert's in Montreal.
Yes.
Working. Woo! And I asked him, I have a Netflix special coming out, so I asked him if I could come on, You Know What, Dude? And he was like, you want to take over the show?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I really would have wanted to do that anyway.
Right.
Yeah. I probably would have taken over and talked too much. But so, what the fuck not?
I love when you speak, Lynn.
Thank you, Greer. And it's a block away from my house.
Yeah, so it's simple.
Yeah, and I'm wearing stuff I'm going to sleep in. So it was kind of a no-brainer. I needed to come over.
A little too convenient.
Yeah. But everybody, like, I was happy that Greer's here.
That's me.
Because a lot of people have gone to Montreal, and you're not going this year.
Yeah, they don't. I don't exist.
Yes, you do. Oh, you've been to Montreal.
Oh, yeah, about 20 years ago.
I went for like 5 years in a row. Like, there must have been somebody missing. Judy Gold was busy.
As a matter of fact, the only reason why I went to Montreal because of Dave Chappelle. He said, Greer, come with me to Montreal. I was like, I don't have any money. And he said, I didn't ask you that. And then went up to Montreal, and I got a holding deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because like you went with
Dave, and he got me on shows when I was out there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I wasn't scheduled to be on anything. So.
Well, now, wait. I want to get back to it, but then I want to say my friend Melinda's here.
Hi, hey,
Melinda.
Who's one of my best friends, who you know, and she's worked on HSN, and she's just amazing actress, and does a lot of improv, and she's really funny.
Aww, you're
and
nice.
She's a mom and a dog mom, like
and
me.
Single.
You don't have any kids?
Most importantly.
I do, yeah.
She has children. She has some children.
They're grown, though, so they're gone.
Greer, don't ask her, do you have any kids?
No,
looking at her like that,
because
Greer
will
make a baby.
I know. He's going to babysit for me.
You got about 5-6 eggs left. I'm sorry. Can we say shit like that?
I'm like three and a half left. I know you don't have enough, right? You need one more kid, Greer.
Until the day I die, I'm definitely going to have one kid.
I don't know. Somebody was saying to me recently, I'll put an egg in you that ain't in you.
Who the hell would say that?
You can't create eggs. I don't know. It sounds like a Tracy Morgan kind of thing, doesn't it?
That's funny.
I can create eggs with the friction of my penis.
I shoot both semen and eggs.
That's exactly right. He probably thinks he does. I call it the combination platter. So anyway, I knew what I wanted to talk about because Robert was like, just talk about whatever. You know, like, I don't care what you talk about. And I was like, and I immediately started telling Bobby stuff I wanted to talk about. He goes, I don't fucking care. Don't talk to me about it. So I was like, okay. Lauren will call you. Yeah. Don't talk to me about it. You're going to get yourself off of this if you want to talk to me about it. So anyway, so what I wanted to talk about were crazy exes.
Uh-oh.
And part of why Greer got invited on because, and a gay guy from my dog park's coming on.
Really?
Yeah, I just call him Gay Richie. I don't know his last name. He's just one of those good dog park friends, you know. And I really like him, and he's always got like some. He came to a show when I was. Well, let me go back. So the reason I wanted to do the show today was because I have a Netflix special that's coming out.
Yes.
Yes.
And congratulations.
It's now coming.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yay.
It's now coming out August 22nd.
Beautiful.
And it's called Hormonal Beast.
Perfect. Oh, that's
because
awesome.
I am a hormonal beast, and I really am. I'm like almost 50, and I just. I've given up on so many levels, and Greer and I kind of relate to like people are like, "You're really funny." We're like, we've been doing this for like 100 fucking years, and we're both just like, we've both made it successfully to the middle of our careers.
Yeah, and you know what? And yeah, that's
we're just kind of plateaued out.
We have the sails there up, but just there's no wind. And we're
we're both in a really nice schooner that's just in the middle of the fucking ocean.
It's doing nothing, just sitting there floating.
And every now and then someone comes by.
Yeah.
It moves a little.
Yeah.
So, you know, when that happens, you don't swab the deck or do anything. Yeah. You just fucking lay around in the sun and drink. So I got some calls this year to do some shit that I was not expecting. I really thought I was wrapping up my life. And I even have a TSA application at home. I'm like,
really?
You know, how much longer can I, you know? I saw the young blood coming in. I'm like, soon they're going to, Estee's going to be like, we have less spots for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I see them coming in too. I'm getting less spots already. Oh. I'm like, ow, I see it. It's happening.
Oh. Well, that's what I was going to say to you. So anyway, I'm there, but for the grace of God, I got this Netflix special because they needed.
You deserve it.
Well,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, but, absolutely.
But that's not why I got it. But I appreciate it.
That's not why.
I got it because.
Not because you're good. You're busting your ass for years.
They want to target women for 40 to 60. And they saw me at for Louis C.K. At his Netflix special or at the Garden, which you have also done. Yep. And which is, let's talk about how fucking mind-boggling that is.
Doing the Garden?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a mind fuck. It's a split
crazy.
Second. How many times did you do it?
Twice.
Yeah, I think I did it like two or three times. And the first time was just like,
how do you get off that high?
Yeah. You come back to, you go outside. Once you leave, that's the Square Garden, and you get on the train.
In the real world.
Boom, that shit is right back. No, you're on the train. Nobody knows that you just performed in front of 20,000 people.
Right.
You know, and people are farting and spitting on you like, get out of the way, kid. Like,
people knew it was me because I told folks. I told homeless people like, hey, here's a dollar. Guess where I'm coming from? you know, and it's weird too because this career, it's like you have these big highs and then all of a sudden it just hits you. And it's like, I always compare it to being a hooker, which my mother says is horrible. Yeah. But it is what it's like.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It's like sometimes it's the girlfriend experience and it's like
sometimes
the Garden.
You make a lot of money.
Yeah. You're making a lot of money and you open your envelope and there's $5,000 and you're like, all right. And you know, you're like, this wasn't bad. He licked my toes and I called him daddy.
Am I Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman?
Exactly like that. But, you know, in real life, it wouldn't be Richard Gere. Yeah. It would be Danny DeVito. She fucking... and she wouldn't be driving the Lotus or whatever. It would be like a... What, like some old Nova or something?
Like a
Gremlin.
A Fuego.
A 1986 Gremlin with no door.
A Pacer.
Pacer. That's best. So anyway, Duster, Pacer. So... yeah, so that's what I mean is it's humbling because you do like a big, you do this thing and it's amazing. And the laughs come in waves, don't they? Like there's so many people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're back to like a fucking yoga studio or laundromat and you're like, wow.
A barbershop.
Yeah.
Which I performed at about 2 weeks ago. Nice. Performed in a barbershop.
I performed in a yoga studio.
Yeah. Okay, see, and it was actually fun.
Yeah. I mean, they can be fun. Yeah. And, you know, the good part about that is you've got these 12-year-old newcomers who are like, listen, we're really glad you could be. I only have $5 and can give you one drink, but we really appreciate it. That's all right, kid.
Yeah, that's all right, kid. Keep it.
Keep your $5.
Keep
give me
your
the $5.
Drink. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you $5.
But don't bother lighting me because I'm just going to fucking talk. Yeah. But anyway, so then we were talking right before we started. We're going to talk about crazy exes, which is part of why both Melinda and Greer are here. And before the show, I talked to
Adam. Because Melinda and I aren't crazy exes yet.
Not until we have the baby.
They have crazy exes. See, Greer, what you guys don't know is that Greer and I work a lot together at the everywhere, really. Yeah. It's kind of like, let's get a middle-aged black dude and a middle-aged white lady. And we'll put the young kids in the middle.
even
and mom, and, mom and daddy will come out and open and close the show. I mean, when Greer and I see each other, we're always like, are you opening or closing?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
One of us opens, one of us closes.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yes.
I love it.
When we did Last Comic Standing, we were the angriest two people we've ever seen. I mean, so angry. We weren't nice to anybody, were we?
No.
And we're nice people, but we were just so like, mad to be there.
Because they... The whole thing was like, don't speak to him. Who's the host of the show? They were like, if you know him, I've known that dude for 20 years. JB Smooth.
JB.
And it's like, don't speak to him. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, hold on. What type of contrived bullshit is this?
Yeah. Right.
I hated that.
Yeah.
That's why. And then they corralled us in this room.
They wouldn't let us look at the audience.
Yeah, what?
Or
nothing.
Go outside.
And
you know, we're like lions. Like, the worst thing you can do to us is to confine us.
Yes.
And then confine us with some sort of like predatory where everybody's going over material.
And we were the biggest predators in there. That pool was, those other fish shouldn't have been in that pool. We should have been in that room by ourselves. Me, you, Tony Woods, who else? Joe DeRosa. Was he out there?
We were.
No, Kurt Mixer.
Here's the thing, when people were like, hey, I'm sorry you and Greer didn't get it. I'm like, did you watch us audition?
Yeah.
Like, our auditions were not. Like, I mean, Roseanne Barr is like, you know what I think? I'm like, uh-huh. I think I said, what?
What?
I think I told, what's that one guy? I think I told him I didn't care. I didn't agree. The Wayan brother.
The Wayan brother,
You were great, because you said, all I heard is that you said I was pretty.
That's right.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Like,
you have a pretty smile,
a great moment.
Said, oh, I just heard pretty smile.
Yeah, he said some shit about how I look like fucking...
My friend Gay Richie just got here.
Hi,
Gay Richie. Who'd you bring with you?
This is Dee. She's a friend from California.
What the fuck? You just brought somebody to, like, I invite you and you bring a guest?
Yeah.
And a beautiful young girl? Did I say she's you could bring a beautiful young girl in here, you fucking idiot? Look at Greer.
Cute.
Greer's
what?
Like, I'm glad I have a fresh t-shirt on.
But I don't.
Change your underwear today?
No, I didn't. You?
What's her name? D. Mm-hmm. D. Okay,
hi, D.
I don't want you to go near Greer.
Because he got that D. I'm sorry.
First of all, his penis shoots super sperm that will create a baby. If you look at him, you will have a baby.
Don't even speak to me.
I've almost never... let's go back for a second.
Right.
Richie, just stand by for a sec.
Okay.
So every time I'm at work, one of my favorite things at the Comedy Cellar is there's almost always one, at least once a week, maybe more, some woman standing with like a child on her hip, tapping on the glass for Greer.
Greer.
Can you get Greer? Can you get Greer?
I feel so left out.
And he's got baby mamas with it coming and going, and he's always got, like, you know, he's got one that's sitting at the front of the bar and one at the back of the bar. And then, like, one day Greer and I are talking, and we're like brother and sister,
as
you can hear, and we're laughing about something, and one of these girls comes flying over and look, she's looking. And I said to Greer, she heard joy.
Yeah. Why are they laughing?
Yeah. Why is he happy? Yeah. Motherfucker ain't going to be happy.
What about the time she pulled out pictures? Remember that one?
Oh, no.
She pulled out pictures of the children.
Yeah. Because I was talking, I think I was talking to some girl, and she decides to pull up her phone with all these pictures of my kids.
Sure.
And it's like, I'm in the pictures with the kids.
Yeah.
Like, you
That's
know, what
so
do you?
Creepy. It's a power move.
She's showing me the power.
Yeah, yeah.
But what did you do, Lynn? Because I would love to.
I said, oh, is that Greer?
Oh, is that Greer?
Oh, my God.
Is that Greer with that teenage boy? It's pretty funny. It's fun being a female comic because you have a lot of guy friends and they're like having a bunch of brothers.
Right.
And, you know, we were just talking before the show about that new show on TV. I'm dying up here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and it's so depressing. Like, everyone asks me, like, is it good? I'm like, it's so fucking depressing.
I have to watch this.
It's so depressing. Depressing though. But it's very realistic. Like, it's kind of like what our lives are. Like, there's the one episode, they were just talking about how they're girls that are chuckle fuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just want to fuck guys mm-hmm. who are comics.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah. I mean, really? I've had girls come up to me after shows and say to me, like, is Dan Natterman available? I'm like, available.
Wow. Well, as a matter of fact,
you give me 2 seconds, I get him with a bow on his head.
Yeah, he's available.
Been available for like 8 years now.
Really? That's interesting.
But it's really, you know, and like my one girlfriend that lived upstairs from me.
Sure.
And she was like, you know, how about this one? How about that one? And I'm like, you know, I love these guys.
Right.
But don't get upset because they're fucking broken. I mean, a lot of them are really, really broken. Not all of them. No. You know, I don't think Robert is.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fucked.
No.
Oh. Robert Kelly's fucking nuts. It.
But he's not broken.
No, he's not
a dad.
Broken. Yeah, he's a like, good dude. Come on.
But he's got a good woman with him. You know, Wally's the same way. Wally Collins.
Yeah.
You know, like
there's
all the ones that got
there.
The good, when they get married and they have a good wife.
Yes.
They're okay. I
Dove
really feel
is
like
on
that.
His way.
Yeah, Dove's on his way. Dean Edwards.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And every now and then, one of them with a wife, I will bump into them by accident. With not the wife.
Oh.
I with don't the want to talk fucker. About that one.
Yeah, exactly.
And that always turns to me going, how so-and-so?
You actually do that?
Oh, right, yeah, always. Girl.
Oh, that's awesome.
Always. And then it's always uncomfortable. And it's always like, okay, but and then I get an odd phone call the next day.
Why you do that?
You can be cool, right? Like, and my only rule is this, like, I'm not cool if she asks me. Like, if the wife full on ask me. I'm gonna tell the truth.
Yeah.
So just keep that bitch away from me.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, there goes Lynn.
See, whenever this is why I don't have my own podcast, because I get into the studio setting and I just start to talk and say shit about anybody. Like, I feel like I'm just like, oh, and you know what? I almost said somebody's name that I would have regretted so much. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about today was crazy exes and our experiences, because I am a crazy ex. Like, I had a guy once hang up on me, and I flew to Virginia. This is what I
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Time out, Lynn.
I had love deal. That. That was amazing.
Lynn, you got on a plane?
Oh, no. This was so great. I had deal money. This was back when bitch was... Can we find one of the pictures of me when I was really cute? I was cute for like 15 minutes. Super cute.
What and are you talking
and
about?
You're still we got it. Well, thank you. But you know, Lord, now I'm 50-year-old woman, bloated, beautiful. Then I was... It's not. It wouldn't be on any of these. You have to like Google. This is all real shit. It would have to be.
What was that one, with that
the one where I'm in that half shirt. You'll see. And
which
I
one?
Hate.
That's
and
a
listen,
great
if anyone listens to this, comes and sees me headline. There it is, up in the corner. That's
there
it.
She is.
Whoa.
There it is.
Oh, that's
there
just dirty right there.
Cindy
there's
Crawford.
Yeah, Cindy Crawford all the way.
God, I got that on camera. That wasn't even touched up. And you know what's fucked up? I did not think I looked good then.
Really?
Is
we
that
never
funny?
Do.
I thought I was. I thought I didn't think I should wear a half shirt. I thought my stomach looked like a belly.
Right.
Wow.
And now, that I have a belly, I have like three bellies. Now I'm like, shit, that's not a belly. Yeah.
What did you wear when you showed up? When you flew to Virginia? Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I wore cowboy boots and cut-off shorts.
Yeah, you did.
And
these boots made for walking.
And what happened was he hung up on me, and I looked like that, and I had deal money. I had a deal with NBC.
Deal
and I
money.
Squandered it.
I love it.
A lot of power.
And he hung up, and I flew there. He hung up, and I couldn't get a hold of him, so I flew to Virginia Beach. And I will tell you to this day, now I'm 50, and that was at 38.
Yeah.
And I've never felt the same satisfaction, maybe at Madison Square Garden, that I felt when that man opened the door and flinched. The excitement to see that motherfucker jump back. You will never feel the power of that moment when he looks at you and just... And another one I did was here when I dated the guy who was in a band, in Miranda Lambert's band.
Yeah.
And he also didn't return a call and broke up with me from Texas and then flew here. We're supposed to meet here. They were doing Letterman, and I knew what hotel they were staying at, and he got sick because a dumb fucking hillbilly ate salmon in a diner. And he was sick, and he called and said, it didn't return my calls all day, but we were supposed to meet up
right
about the same time. And he said, left a message that was like, sorry, I can't meet you, we got Letterman in the morning. And I was in the car, in the taxi, going to his hotel. And I was on the phone with a guy friend who said to my friend Rich, who said, get out of the car. Get out of the taxi now. I'm not going to support this crazy. I do not support this. This is crazy. And I said, no. Thanks for the talk. I feel good about it, too.
It's too late.
I'm going to go ahead and go. Yeah. And I hung up. And when I got to the hotel, I realized, you know, they're going to be on Letterman tomorrow. It's Miranda Lambert's band. I don't know the name because I'm not in the Inner Sanctum, and we've broken up two days ago. I don't know the AKA name. Mm-hmm. I don't know their alias. Mm. So I said, listen, my boyfriend from, you know, we broke up 2 days ago. He's here in this hotel, and I know Miranda Lambert's band's here. This is no lie. Mm. And I said, I want to talk to him. So, you know, the hotel did what the hotels will do. Like, he's not here.
Did you make that face you just made right now?
And the hotel said, he's not here.
Because I just flinched.
Yes, he is here. I know he's here. And I said, why don't you call Miranda's mother and put her on the phone?
Oh.
So they put her on the phone. She's the manager of the band. And Miranda had a song called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Still does. And I said, whatever her name, the mother's name was like Terry or something. I said, Terry, because we'd met. I said, you know me. Alex did not do this properly. Your daughter wrote a song about it. I'm in the lobby. I'm sorry I bothered you in the band. I know you have an early wake-up call, but he promised to meet with me, and he didn't. And I think that it's rude, and he needs to talk to me face-to-face and break up with me like a man. She said he'll be right down. The elevator door is open. The elevator door is open, and that motherfucker was like, what?
Did he flinch too?
Yes. We went outside, and I put my hand in my purse, and he jumped.
Oh, I love it.
And I said, why are you jumping? And he said, I thought you had a gun or something. And if I wanted you shot, you'd have been shot. Stupid. I'm going to shoot you in New York. I'd invite you back to my house and shoot you.
Right.
So those are my crazy stories.
That's pretty great.
You don't have, Melinda, do you have any stories where you were crazy, or do you have, you just have people who were crazy to you?
Yeah, you know me. I'm very stubborn, and I'm Irish. I'm very self-controlled, so I wait. I wait it out. I'll push every button and then sit really quietly until they come to me. So, I mean, the worst thing that's ever happened to me is I dated a guy. Don't laugh, but he was psychic and intuitive. That's why he was living.
He was psychic, man. Did he see this coming?
Nope. He did not see it coming.
And that does not feel attractive either. Was he attractive? He could not have been attractive.
I thought he was, but once the love glow wore off, I recognized that he wasn't.
That was a spell.
Yeah.
He had a spell on you.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple of like stalkery things, but I've never had anybody like, you know.
I love that she throws that out like it's nothing.
Stalker,
I've had a few stalkeries.
We've had people, you probably have, being a professional comedian, right? People just
you
go
can't
out,
stalk me.
Oh.
I've never had
people. I stalk a stalker.
That's actually, you're right.
I'm already in the bush when they crawl in.
Yeah. I was waiting for you. Yeah.
Oh, hey.
You can't call me too much.
You're giving out your address in your set, so.
Exactly.
I mean, they all know where you live.
You can't stalk my ass.
That's funny. Yeah, not any one particular. I've had a couple of stalkers where... you know, I'll just say my ex-husband was the worst stalker probably because he couldn't accept the fact that it was over. So I was working at HSN. I'd be doing a show at 3:00 in the morning. And then after I get off set, my phone would light up and he would have sent a text saying, love that red dress, just to show he was watching me at 3 a.m.
That's creepy.
Really creepy.
That's
and here's
cool.
the sad part of the story. Like, I went to the police, and you can't do anything about it because it's not threatening to say, I like your red dress. Yeah. It's not threatening. So my only revenge was to just, you know, find someone really young to fuck and then be like, hello, this is what I'm doing now. And he eventually went away. Yeah.
See, my first feeling when I heard that was to go to a police station and find the hottest guy.
Oh, I should have.
And just be like, hey.
I should have had sex with a cop.
And then just be like, I need you to go scare the fuck out of this little.
That actually would have been
speak to that guy.
Good idea.
Yeah, or just go to a fire station.
Yeah.
And find the cute fireman.
See, you're quick on your feet. I ended up dating a bully who actually kind of bullied him, so he went away. It was not as exciting as a hot cop or a fireman. But I'm going
to
do that now for no good reason.
You need to scare him. It's better to scare him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the minute he said you're wearing a red dress, I would.
I like that.
See,
red
I don't
dress.
Get right. I don't get stalkers because I just will tell somebody like I don't like you.
Right.
You need to stop. Well, you are frightening. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
There's something mentally wrong with a person when they.
Well, of course.
Because I would never do that. Like I'm gonna go watch what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You get your heart broken, but
you
man up.
Greer. I don't
know. You fucking cry it out. You fucking envision another chick in your head that you want, and you keep it moving. You don't fucking stop.
Okay, but you know what, dude?
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
You know what, dude? For the show. There are.
You know what?
There are different levels. Yeah. There are different levels of crazy. Because honestly, like that I'm gonna watch you, like.
Yeah,
you know you're crazy when you're sitting in the bushes watching something. Yeah. Like you know that's crazy. Yeah. But still getting around that.
Right.
But like the stuff I would do, like where I would go, like that's just full lack of dignity. That's just like no pride, no dignity, just full on balls to the wall. Like I don't care about me enough. Mm. You know, like I can't even imagine who I am now doing that. I can't even imagine giving a shit like. I would have just been like, fuck you. Who needs your tired hillbilly straw hanging out of your mouth ass?
True.
But, and he really did always have a toothpick.
Really?
But now, you know, and that's the way I look now. Like, I just wish I could have seen myself then and been.
I'll slow you.
And seen the power.
I remember that one.
And seen the power that I really had. I had no idea.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You were fucking killing it back then. Are you killing me? Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable. So, Greer, can we talk for a second about your handfuls of crazy? Then we're going to talk about some gay crazy. And then I have to plug a. We have a really nice sponsor for Bobby's show that we're going to talk about.
Okay.
But now you have how many baby mamas?
Four.
Four.
Hesitated.
Four. Yeah, and one of them passed.
Way to perpetuate a stereotype.
One of them passed away. Oh, my oldest son's mother passed away.
Way to turn that around real quick.
Yeah, see, that's how you do it. Bang. Yeah, y'all, hold up now.
How'd you get rid of her?
Openly admitted it.
We're only laughing at the three surviving ones.
Right. What'd you do? How'd you get rid of her? Do you always point that out to the other ones?
No, like whenever people ask me how many kids I have, I tell them I have five kids and four baby mothers. But one of them passed away. So,
But that's the one you really loved a lot.
Oh my God, I wish she was still alive.
Yeah, that's the one that she was the love of your life.
You know what's so crazy? I don't think I would have these two young ones that I have if she was still alive.
I don't think she would have let you have them. Had you in line.
Yeah. It was like Mike Tyson when fucking Customata passed away. Everybody swooping like fucking vultures.
Yeah.
I mean, not that bad, but.
I get it.
I don't think I would have had these two kids, though, if she were alive.
With these other two?
Yeah. I would have had my son and my daughter.
So we have two baby mamas. Mm-hmm. Three.
Three baby mamas.
Three baby mamas. Two that I know.
You know Melissa. And
I love that you're just saying her name right.
Fuck that chick. She hates my guts. That woman wants me to fail.
Oh.
Like, I'm telling you,
not true.
Yes, it is true. That chick is 100% like, if she could do anything, you know what she'd like to do? She'd like to destroy my career if she could.
Oh, wow.
She's a waitress in the club. And I look at her as I'm killing the crowd. Yeah, I destroy every night. I'm not sucking my own,
no,
but
that's
I can.
True.
I could see it in her eyes. Like it makes her. She gets infuriated because she wants people to hate.
No, shut up.
She's a wretched person.
Stop it for a minute.
All right.
I'm going to tell you what this is.
Uh-oh, here go Auntie Lynn.
Auntie Lynn is going to step in and we'll put love on it in God. Because listen to me, she does not want you to fail.
Because
I know Melissa. She doesn't want you to fail just because she wants you to fail. It's because you are very attractive when you're succeeding. And she does not want you to be, we just talked about chuckle fuckers. Yeah. She does not want you to be attractive.
I don't meet chuckle fuckers.
Greer. Oh my God! If your nose can grow, Pinocchio. You don't meet Chuck. Seriously, I will introduce. I will go grab some right now.
We'll go chuckle our way downstairs and grab a couple.
Oh, probably waiting outside by the door anyway.
They all outside. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
What if your baby mamas must have been a chuckle fucker? I mean,
you think? I don't know. Maybe they all were. No.
If anyone,
it's this last one.
Yeah. Yes.
If any of them.
She works in the comedy club.
Yeah.
For sure, a chuckle fucker.
I know these girls. You are a powerful presence. And the whole thing on that show is that the chuckle fucker girl, what's kind of sad and tragic, is that she basically says, just like a lot of the girls that have sex with, that are groupies for bands, that she wants a little bit of that glory.
Yeah.
And she believes that it's like shot into her.
Yeah, twice.
You like movies, TV shows, music? And I guess you don't like spending a lot of money, right? Do me a favor. Just go to deepdiscount.com, a new sponsor of my show, and a great site to find tons of cool stuff without spending a lot of money. That's deepdiscount.com. Or click their logo on my homepage at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Just go to the website, Riotcast, go to my page, click on the logo. Check it out. And buy a few things. Look, be good to yourself. And you'll be supporting my sponsors too. Okay? So if you listen to this podcast and you're a fan, go support my sponsor, deepdiscount.com. This site is loaded with all your entertainment needs. CDs, vinyls, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, and so much more. I'm telling you, I'm in Brussels right now. I've been on a boat for 3 days. And I went to Deep Discount and used my code. And I bought a bunch of movies for the kids and me and my wife and my friends. And because they have a DVD player right on the boat, and we got to watch movies at night. It was awesome. Awesome. CDs, vinyls, DVDs, Blu-rays. They have video games, so much more. And this week, there's a sci-fi sale going on. That's over 400 sci-fi movies and TV shows to choose from, like Twilight Zone, Star Trek, Men in Black, and a bunch of Godzilla movies. I think they did like 15 Godzilla movies. Just look for their special coupon codes and sales icons to save even more money on their already low prices. The name says it all. DeepDiscount.com. Everything is deeply discounted. And you'll find new releases too. Okay? This week, The Fate of the Furious. The latest in the franchise with Vin Diesel and The Rock. Get your copy now on DVD, Blu-ray, Ultra HD for a really great price. DeepDiscount.com or click their logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Of course, you'll also find a bunch of my material there, a bunch of comics that are on the show are there at DeepDiscount.com. Support our sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy it. Own it. Watch it when you want to. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount.
I've also gotten groupies, which I find hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
I've met
guys from doing stand-up who come over and know my act and stuff.
As you should. It's very powerful watching you on stage, though. That's why I stand very close to you when you get off stage.
Melinda and I are like, you ever fuck a headliner and her friend?
You got her, you got me, too.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? When a woman's in love, and you're not giving the love back, we turn that love into rage. So that's probably where
what it is, rage.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Yeah. It's rage because we want it, and we're not getting it from you. So since we're not getting it, we're not going to be gracious about it. And we want you to be destroyed, which feels normal.
See?
It feels normal.
Isn't that what I just said?
I don't know. We want you destroyed.
She just said it.
I can't believe though that we want to nuke you. I don't have my own children, and I can't believe someone who has children with somebody would want you destroyed when you're not physically bad to them or bad to the children.
No, but yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe it's because whatever you said about this whole power thing and wanting to be a part of that or whatever, but. You know,
but you got to admit this. She's waiting tables. You're on stage. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like, let's put it in like courtly terms. You're the king, and this bitch is just like feeding grapes to people on the court.
Right. But she's torturing herself by doing it.
It's kind of hard not to wish a fucking dragon would swoop in here and burn this motherfucker just a little bit. I don't want him to die, but
he's
when he eats his food, he gets a little sick. Okay, we're going to talk to Robbie in a minute, but first I have to do a little plug. Robert has a, he's got a whole new sponsor for the show called deepdiscount.com.
Nice.
Which I love because I love deepdiscount.com. That sounds sexy too, doesn't it? Deep discount.
Deep discount.
Not shallow discount. This is some deep discount.
Deep discount right here.
I like it.
Do you have any kind of music you can play in the background?
Yeah.
Can you play me some of that, like let's get it on?
Yeah, you need to slow jam this, I think.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you, deep discount.
Drop it down.
Let's drop it down.
Nice.
Give me 1 second.
We like it.
I'm looking over it so I can do it right.
Say that in your radio voice, Greer. That was nice.
What?
Deepdiscount.com.
Deepdiscount.com.
There it is.
I'm going to read it, and then I want you to back me up. Yeah, I want you to back me up like old school Motown style.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know you want to go to deepdiscount.com.
Deepdiscount.com.
A new sponsor of Robert Kelly's show.
Robert Kelly, baby.
It's a site loaded.
Deep discount.
With all kinds of fun stuff to keep you occupied. CDs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, and so much more.
And where that's at?
Go to deepdiscount.com.
Okay. You said deepdiscount.com.
Or click their logo on the homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Check it out and buy a few things. Be good to yourself. And you'll be supporting a sponsor, too.
That's right.
Nice. This week, deepdiscount.com joins in on all the USA celebrations during their Independence Sale. Independence.
I like that.
Over 5,000 independent movies and music are on sale. Indie favorites like Sling Blade, Billy Bob Thornton, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill, and so many more.
I like all of that.
It's good.
What's the name of this place again?
DeepDiscount.com. Just check out the site for special coupons and sales to save even more on deep discounts already. Low prices.
What?
The name says it all. What is it, Greer?
DeepDiscount.com.
Everything is deeply discounted.
So good.
Get this. I like this.
That was deep.
And we made it so sexy. It's like deep. You'll find new releases.
That was great.
Yeah, that's
Thank you.
DeepDiscount.com. Right on. Robert Kelly deserves it. He's a man.
I just love it. Right on. Whoever site this is, the guy's wife is going to listen and be like, shit, I need to go on this. Sounds good. Hi, Matt. You got here fast. Matt is here.
Matt Lipton
just got here from Brooklyn. You got here fast. How'd you get here? Did you take Uber?
Train.
Awesome.
F-train.
Well, this is
the deep F-train.
We're talking about crazy exes. We don't have a lot more time, so before we get to Matt, I want to talk. Let Matt cool down for a minute. Give Matt a cocktail. I brought cocktails today. My mom used to make this punch.
I call it
Gator Punch.
So good.
And it's bourbon.
Oh, so good.
You really got to say it like that.
She's dropping eggs as we
speak.
It's
bourbon and limeade.
I've only got two left.
It's bourbon and limeade and ginger ale, and it's so good.
It's really perfect.
Is limeade like Gatorade?
No, it's that limeade that you get. It's like from when I was a kid that you get like in the frozen food section.
Okay. It's so good.
And you mix it with Gatorade, I mean, with ginger ale and with bourbon. It's really good. You're welcome to some. You want some?
Oh, that is good.
Right? This is my friend Richie from the dog park.
Hi, Richie Richie. The dog park.
We're calling him Gay Richie for radio purposes.
Gay Richie?
Gay Richie.
And his friend Dee, who's in from out of town.
Hi, Dee.
She's very beautiful. Yeah. Leave her alone.
Deep Dee from out of town. Got it.
Yes. Nice. I don't want you guys to. No one's going to mess with Dee.
No.
I get scared. I get scared when I see young, beautiful girls. I'm always like, get behind me.
They're
going to have to fuck through me to get to you. Don't you worry, Dee. I got contraptions up there. There was a contraption. Did you ever hear of that, by the way?
What?
There was this thing that you could put up like an IUD.
In your vagina?
Yes, but and if a guy
snaps
like
the dick off.
No, it would explode a color.
No.
So that then the guy, so if somebody raped you or something, you could be like, he got a green dick. Like
it
was him.
Like they do with the dye packs.
Yeah.
And when somebody robs a bank.
Yeah.
Wow.
For 3 days, that motherfucker got a green dick.
That can't be too good for the woman's Virginia.
It's biodegradable, all natural.
Right. Okay.
I thought it'd be like a bear trap, and it just cuts the tip
exactly
right off.
Wouldn't that be great?
No, there actually is one out. I just read 2 days ago. There's actually one out now for some of the countries where they're having problems with that, where it actually has ridges. So if a man tries to rape a woman, it actually will cut his dick up.
Oh.
So,
wow.
Heads up, Greg.
Like if you're
I don't rape women.
I know you don't.
I know. I might have some chicks
have to
who
rape.
Angry as fuck. Be like, yeah, fuck me one last time.
One last time.
Nobody can have that
one
thing.
Last time.
She tricked me.
She bear trapped you. She bear trapped you.
Oh my God. What country is this? Jesus.
You know what? I'll send you the link. I actually just read it 2 days ago because, you know, they were having serious problems, and that's a way to really stop it. Wouldn't
well, like
that stop
in Mexico,
you?
These women, I got buses strictly for women because fucking dudes are like groping the shit out of women. It's like,
yeah.
Like the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Oh my God. Do you remember that footage from 2 years ago? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I used to do a joke about how I wore a tank top to the Puerto Rican Day Parade and nothing happened. Made me feel bad about myself.
We were going to talk to Richie, weren't we?
Yes, we were. Until y'all started talking about fucking Bozzy and stuff. I'm like,
she
brought it up.
I did.
No, Richie.
Yes.
I feel like you probably have some, I want to talk about gay crazy. Is that different than hetero crazy? We just came out of gay pride.
Yeah, gay crazy is different. It's a little bit more vindictive, but not in the way that everyone would expect it, you know? Streets, you know, would call someone's parent and maybe tell them what an alcoholic or drug addict the other person is. Gay crazy will just, like, ruin your car or your wardrobe. I've had ex-boyfriends pour bleach all over my clothes.
Yeah, I can see how that could fuck then,
like, well, that's not on, like, Korean girl crazy.
What the hell is Korean girl crazy?
Oh, no, Korean girls will, like, break your shit crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Every Korean girlfriend I've had. What ethnicity are you? What are you?
Vietnamese.
Yeah, Vietnamese girls aren't crazy. Japanese and Vietnamese are great.
Yeah.
But Korean girls will fuck your shit up, and their mother will encourage it.
Oh, for sure. So gay crazy is different. I've had bleach poured all over my clothes. I've had a guy try to set me on fire.
Okay. What do you mean?
This is true. Wait. He locked me in a closet and grabbed
this
a light.
Is awful.
Yeah, it is. But it's a great story. Grabbed a lighter and a can of aerosol hairspray and tries setting me on fire.
What'd you do?
But he starts, you know, lighting my designer clothing on fire. And, you know, it's like burning someone's child. You're just watching it go down in flames. I mean, I made it out alive.
I think that's just regular crazy, though.
Is this regular crazy?
I think that's just regular crazy.
You have to be straight up gay. That's just crazy,
but,
crazy.
Know, one of my best friends who's gay, he was caught giving another guy a blowjob, and his husband threw a hot oil lamp. Fire at him. So maybe that is a little bit of a gay thing.
Well, no, I get
burn you up.
Burning of the designer clothes, that's kind of gay. But like, and then the burning
sure
of
gay.
You is regular crazy.
Matt, what's the craziest thing you had? That's pretty good, Rich.
I had
it's true.
Oh, God.
I had a buddy from my neighborhood. I was this girl was living with me, and she started fucking one of my buddies, right? Unbeknownst to my buddy that I was having sex with this chick. He thought that we were just roommates. She moves out of my house. She decides she wants to get back at me. he goes into the bathroom and he's like, what are you doing? She has bleach. And she's putting bleach in my contact lenses.
Yeah. No. Oh my God.
And he was like, he's like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm putting bleach in his contact lenses. And he's like, yeah, no, don't do that. That's not, you know, I like Matt. And like years later, he told me, he goes, yeah, I threw out, you know, that's why your thing was missing. I threw out your contact lenses. I was like, oh, thanks, man.
That's not cool. The same one that left a present in the foyer, is it?
So she was
going to
like blind you.
Oh, no, what? No, that's a different, girl.
So wait, did he?
Two girls in a cup.
Wait, you have a two girl, one cup incident?
No. It's called the foyer story. Because
Wait, before you tell the story, can I just ask a question about the other one? So did he keep fucking this girl after she tried to bleach eye you?
Yeah, and then he ended up in Rikers Island.
Oh.
No. Yeah. And yeah, it went bad.
He's a hot ass dude. He's a tough dude.
Okay.
She lied to the police. And,
brilliant and fucking gangster. Yeah. Wow. Like seriously, like the dude is brilliant and he's a fucking thug almost.
So now tell me there's a foyer story?
Yeah.
I love that it says foyer.
It's called the foyer story.
Fancy.
Because a girl shit in my foyer.
Okay. Because?
I thought it was going to be her name was foyer.
No.
That's a black girl.
Foyer Jenkins. She fuck everybody. Foyer.
Wait, straight crazy and gay crazy are like, because I had a guy shit in my bed.
Deliberately?
I mean, it was unbeknownst to me. I draw back the sheets, and there was a giant log. Not like a little smear or a little pebble. This was like... Like, you could see the contraction marks. Is this too much for you guys?
No, keep going.
He pushed this out in my bed.
Because he thought you
liked
it?
Again, he wanted to ruin my very expensive sheets. It's very, you know, the gays like to fuck up your good shit.
If I ever shit in someone's bed, I would move to a different country. I'd move to Iraq and just kill myself.
I'm not religious, but I prayed that night for, my soul. Because really I thought, the devil just shit in my bed. I, lit an incense the whole night.
That's a crazy
But let's get back to the foyer.
Foyer Jenkins.
Foyer Jenkins.
So I brought a girl home once, and I wake up the next morning, no girl, right? So I was like, all right, cool.
Just one visit?
I sat up, and her pants, her shirt, her wallet, her purse, everything is still strewn about my floor. Her clothes, right? So I was like, all right, maybe she's in the bathroom. 10 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by, 30 minutes go by. I'm like, where the fuck is this girl? So I start looking around my apartment. No girl. Where could she have gone? My apartment is not that big. Now I'm knocking on my roommate's door like, hey, Steve, I have a problem. I need to talk to you.
I can't find Foyer Jenkins.
Right.
Is she in there?
No.
Matt, go away. I'm sleeping. Right? So I'm like, oh, all right, she's in there with him.
Right.
So... Fast forward through the rest of the day, my roommate ends up leaving, she ends up leaving, and I go to brunch, and there's a giant pile of black human shit in the middle of my foyer.
Why though?
With a footprint in it.
That's worse.
Right?
That's worse.
So I call my roommate and I'm like, hey man.
A bare footprint, not a shoe.
Come on.
Wait, why? Why did she do this?
She was so drunk the night before, and my apartment is kind of confusing because it's all the doors kind of look the same.
No. Yeah.
So I don't
Nothing's
think
that confusing. Yeah.
I don't think she could have...
A toilet's a toilet.
I don't think
a floor
is
a floor.
I don't think she could have found the toilet, so she ended up shitting in the hallway.
She shat in a full empty room. Like a foyer. It's not like she shat in a hamper.
Yeah.
Right.
I would say that's confusing. Yeah. But I understand that. Even someone shit in the bed, that makes sense. But she just shat in the open area going into the home.
Foyer.
And my roommate fucked her with a shitty ass. Because I called him on it and he said, no, I didn't. I checked. I was like, yes.
Why is that every guy's answer? I checked.
What are they checking for?
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah. The barefoot, so she ran out barefooted?
No, my roommate ended up stepping in it on his way out the door to go get condoms.
I passed out.
She's lying naked.
I actually feel better about my life right now.
He's pretty responsible to leave. need for condoms.
Yeah, he was
for, I mean, for someone who's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, it gets worse. She was not.
No, it can't.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
It can't get worse. It can't. Please. I mean, what? Please tell me what happened. She throws up and wakes up and her hair is stuck in it.
No. She was passed out on my couch naked. My roommate comes home, sees a naked girl passed out on the couch and thinks, let's just bring her into my room.
Oh, no.
So he stepped over the shit.
Wait,
if
this is going to end in any kind of an assault story.
No, it does not end into an assault story. Because this girl wanted to bang two guys from New York that were roommates. And that's what ended up happening. Like because they were flirting in the bar beforehand. And she was telling me.
It's starting to sound like.
It was weird.
She maybe. Like for you to say she really wanted that when she's that passed out and she's shat in the hall, it's kind of it's going into some Cosby territory.
Yeah. You know she wanted it.
Well, the point of the story is it's supposed to be light and fluffy.
Oh, okay.
And
it just got really fucking dark and scary.
And nothing, no sexual assault.
No, there wasn't. No, she was. So the point is, you guys were friends with this girl after, or you talked to her after.
Yeah,
you guys are best friends.
And she slept with me after.
Shit. Oh, wow.
And you slept with her, too. You
guys I let her blow me.
Disgusting.
But that's, and she was like, you know.
That's good you have boundaries.
You know, I had a lot of, She's like, I had a lot to drink last night. You know, I'm really sorry. I really like you. I'm like, no. You slept with my roommate. That's fine. And she goes, oh, no, but I had a lot of drink last night. I said, no. 5 minutes ago, I heard you fucking my roommate.
Wow.
It's not a big deal. It's cool.
Wow.
You know?
And she's like, so can I still meet your parents?
Basically.
Did you date her?
No. She lived in, like North Carolina or something.
That was
visiting friends.
That was the problem?
I hope she hears the podcast. Yeah.
It was that she lived in North Carolina was why you didn't date her? It had nothing to do with the fact
that you're happily married with three beautiful children.
Yeah, that she shit in my foyer, Or my foyer.
Wow. Foyer.
Oh, that's pretty. That's French. And it's French. They would shit in that.
Yeah.
And walk through it. I mean, like, I need condoms. I don't care.
I don't care about the shit.
I do not care.
I love shit and cake and everything.
I just don't want
my
herpes.
I spray perfume on shit. I will say I dated a French guy, and I love date French guys. Have you dated a French guy? Everybody get one. Have you dated one?
Why would I want a French dude?
Let me tell you something about French guys. They're dirty, and they will do anything. They want to do anything. They're so fun, and you can do it. Like, the one French guy that I really dated, I remember he was very, very beautiful. Like he was on a billboard in Times Square, beautiful.
Nice.
And I ate chocolate while we had sex because I was like, I'm never going to get to do this again.
That's pretty great.
Like, so I was like, hold on a second. And I had little chocolate morsels in a cup, like at the in the dresser in my room.
I love it.
And I opened the dresser. He was like behind me. We were doing
are you
doggy
eating
style.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
And he goes, are you eating? And I'm like, some chocolate morsels. Yeah. And he's like, oh, Lynette, you're so funny. You love your food.
That's beautiful.
And he was great. I could cry and yell, and he'd be like, you are an artist. You are so dramatic. You are so sensitive and dramatic. He didn't care. He'd say, enough tonight. Tonight you stress me with this.
Aww.
And I would say, okay. And then I'd call again tomorrow and be crazy. And he'd say, okay, you're so dramatic.
I love that.
I love the French for that. Yeah. They're so wonderful. And French Canadians, too. It's just terrific.
Really?
Yeah, they're very sexual. Like, they'll just have sex anywhere, all times. It's nice. You guys got all quiet.
I think we're all fantasizing right now.
I'm thinking,
where do you meet these men?
I know.
Outside youth hostel.
I'm going to be there tonight, actually.
It's the best place. Yeah. Fuck Tinder. You just wait for them to come out of a youth hostel looking confused with a dirty backpack.
Bonsoir. Comment ça va?
Hello.
Are you lost?
Would you like an Airbnb?
I can't find my way.
You know, honestly, I was dating an Italian guy, and I thought it was a bad ex because after he cheated on me, I called his mother, and I thought I was being a horrible ex. But now that I hear about this shitting thing, I actually don't think it was that bad. I just knew he was afraid of his mother. I was like, how can I hurt you? I'll call the mom. And she's like, don't worry,
I'm afraid
got
this. Of my mother.
I got this.
I don't fuck with Aunt Elizabeth Barnes.
Yeah, I felt pretty good about that.
When she calls me, I get nervous. I'll see her.
Do you?
Like, yeah, when I was like, what did I do?
Yeah, and because you have children, I would think your girl, the women, would feel like they have some precedent to call the mom.
Oh, sure. No.
They're very disrespectful to my mother.
No.
Except for the one that passed.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's really stupid. Yeah.
That's really stupid.
So my mother has no rapport with them.
Oh, that's stupid. Yeah. See, the first thing I would do.
You gotta love
the first thing I would do is say to the mother, you know, I love Greer so much. I wish he loved himself as much as I love him.
Oh, yeah. That's so perfect.
He's given me these beautiful children. He is so talented and wonderful. I just wish I could help him get out of his way. Yeah. You raised such a beautiful son, such a beautiful person.
Am I in my way?
And then your mother would say, yes, let's help him.
Let's help him.
Because mothers want to help and love. That they...
Yes. You always connect with the mother. It's so important.
And you can't say to the mother, like, he's a piece of shit because she raised you.
No, you never say that because you love them. And the mother will let you know he's a piece of shit. I've had that.
I always, my feeling is whenever a mother says the guy's crazy, like if a mother says about her own son, beware of my son.
Right.
Get the fuck away from him.
Yeah, yeah. I've learned that. I was like, nah, she's just protecting her son. I'm in. I got this.
So you remember Sal?
Yeah,
when
South
I dated
Korea.
Sal, I dated Sal for 4 years, and everyone called him a magician. They said he looked like a magician.
Gross.
Yeah, he hates Sal.
That's worse than shitting in a hole.
No, it's not. But when Sal and I broke up, his mother and I were really close. She was Italian, and Immaculata was her name. And when he broke up.
What? Ain't that a drink? Yeah. You can get that at Dunkin' Donuts, right?
She cried and I cried and I called my mother and I'm like, you know, Mrs. Foyer and I were crying. She was so sad. And my mom said, she should be.
Go ahead, Miss Copper.
That's a good sad.
My mom goes, I'd be sad too. She lost the good one.
Yeah, that's a good mom.
I would be sad to lose you.
Duplex.
What?
You don't know Sal's joke? Duplex? It was his one joke.
I don't know. I didn't find much of that. Was a part of our relationship when I had to break up with him so I could work at the Cellar.
Oh, yeah?
Because he opened the club right next to the Comedy Cellar. And Essie said, we have to, because he was being such a dick. She was like, we're going to have to make people choose. And she's like, I don't want to do that to you. And I said, I pick Cellar.
I stopped working.
Fuck yourself.
I dumped him 4 years of dating.
Peace, bitch.
Like, peace out.
Yeah. Tell your mom what's up.
I stopped working at the Cellar for like 2 years. That's where I was working at.
No,
yeah,
really?
That's where we met.
You pick Cell over to Cellar.
Because,
I pick Cellar over Cellar.
You know, because at that time, like, I had absolutely nothing going on.
Okay.
And I felt like... It was just me being a fucking child. Esty had given me very little spots, like, for a month. So I was like, okay, like, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know?
And drank Sal's Kool-Aid. Come over to my place. You'll be a star.
Funny because I used to, and I would see Noam, and Noam was like, great, where, you know, where the hell have you been at? When you come, well, I'll be back. And I would see him, like, every other 2 or 3 months. I'd be, oh, I'll be back. And then, you know, one day I was like, yow, here are my veils.
Okay, you guys, we have to wrap up soon. So,
let's
what are things
this.
That we want to talk about and plug? Does anyone have anything?
DeepDiscount.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that's not a premature discount. That's a deepdiscount.com.
Matt, what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing.
In your life?
This podcast. I'd like to plug this podcast. This is the most I've done in so long. I've been so happy just to get out of the house and work with talented people. And it's great.
He just wanted to play hard to get. He was really outside the whole time. He's like, oh, Brooklyn, I'll be there.
I think a lot of people who don't live in New York think that people who live in New York do so many exciting things.
True, yeah.
But they think people do so many exciting things. And we were talking about it before the show. They don't realize that most of us are broke-ass broke.
Mm-hmm.
And most people in New York, we really don't do much at all. Like, we just, you know, when people invite you over, you're like, great.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know me?
Right. I can come see your closet. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, that's the fun thing in New York is just to see how people live. You always want to look at someone else's house.
Yeah.
You always
want to
see someone's home.
Absolutely.
Richie, what's going on with you?
Not much. I don't really have much to plug other than myself, Richie Rich.
What do you do, Rich?
I'm an actor, not a very popular one.
I mean, he does hair and
yeah, I kind of just float around and see who will pay me a buck to do whatever they want.
I like it.
One of my favorite stories, can I tell this real fast?
Tell it.
We'll tell it really fast. After I did like the audition for this Netflix thing, Richie and all my friends came. I called everyone that I knew and said, please come so that I can send Netflix a real tape that looks good. And everyone came. Greer, you came. Everybody came. And Richie got really drunk. And when it was over, we were with a bunch of our friends from the dog park. And Richie, we were like kind of teasing and making fun of him. And Richie's very, very cute, very young and cute. And he just ran off. And we were in Chelsea because I was at Gotham. And he ran into this hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Or into this apartment building, not hotel, apartment building. And ran past the doorman. And just was gone. And our friend Angelo, who's kind of like the mother of the group, right? Yeah. Like, so Angelo goes, I got to go take care of her.
Aww.
And Angelo goes in, and I see Angelo with his arms like this talking to the concierge guy. Mm-hmm. Angelo comes out and he goes, so Richie's on the elevator just pushing buttons.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure what my objective was that night.
Oh, no.
I'm going to stop on one of these floors.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had somewhere to go.
And they could see him on the television. Oh.
But this is typical Richie Rich behavior. I mean,
so Angela's like, we don't really need to call the police. He's not doing anything to anybody. He's not going to do anything. He'll get tired and come down. And then he just came out of the elevator.
I once had one of Lynn's friends grabbed me by the face and pushed me into a bathroom stall after I tried raping him with my mouth one night.
Yes, one of my friends who was actually just lost his husband like 2 years ago, and this was like one of his first outings. And Richie like mouth rapes him. What's
happening? No one's
I like popped out of a, you know, the restroom stall ready to attack. That's gay crazy.
Wow, this is fun. This is the last time Robert's ever going to let me go.
Oh, no. We were so excited to have you host today.
I had fun being on it. And Melinda, yay. your handle on, because Melinda, her Facebook is really fun, and she's really funny, and she does
on Instagram. I'm at
and her
just
Instagram.
Go eat a donut.
Just go eat
and
a donut.
Yeah, I do television, but I speak at women's events, so that's nice. Kind of my deal. Yeah.
I would love to speak at a woman's event.
But you have to look at her Instagram because it's really
just
funny.
We're Instagram friends, aren't we?
I feel like we are. Yeah, we are. I like your stuff all the time without being too stalkery. Try to be sophisticated about it.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to end this right on time. But I please, 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 and if it sounds like begging, it is. Please watch Netflix, Hormonal Beast. Lynn Coppa's on August 22nd. Tell all your friends. Do whatever it is you have to do. Tweet it, twat it.
So excited.
Please get everybody. I know, there she is.
Oh, my God,
there's
I love that.
Beast. Look at the,
I love your outfit.
Look at the cankles. Look at the cankles.
I love it. The cankles are beautiful.
I love the cankles.
That outfit is off the hook, man.
Do you like that? And I told, was it you, Greer? It was, or, no, Mike Yard. I said, I look like Adele. And Jessica Simpson had a baby, and he goes, both hot.
Yeah, both hot, exactly, yeah.
Anyway, thank you for listening. We miss Bobby. Bobby will be back next time. And you're listening to You Know What, Dude, and don't forget deepdiscount.com.
Deep discount.
Woo!
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.